Turn to the book of Exodus again, chapter 20, verse 12. We started last week looking at the fifth commandment, which is honor thy father and thy mother, that thy days may be long upon the land, speaking of Canaan, which the Lord thy God giveth thee. By way of quick review, the first four commandments, all relating to God, our duties to God, are really the foundation of the remaining commandments. And these, again, first four commandments are all about respect toward God, which of course is foundational to obedience to God. Any disobedience to God, of course, is a lack of respect toward God. The remaining six commandments all have to do with our duties to man. Again, the order is very specific. Begins with God and then advances to our duties to our fellow man. And these last six commandments really define a proper relationship with other people. Again, if you do not honor father and mother, that's an improper relationship. If you kill someone, that's an improper relationship. Commit adultery, same, and on it goes. So they all have to do with a proper relationship with other people. But what we have to remember is a proper relationship with other people begins with a proper relationship to God. And that's what the world is lacking today. They have no relationship with God, and therefore their relationships with their fellow man, they're a mess, because again they don't have this foundation. But the fifth commandment begins the second table of the commandment and really serves as a link to the remaining five commandments, and it really sets the tone for the remaining commandments. In the fifth commandment, as we stated last week, there is a principle that is set forth, and this principle stems from the first four commandments, and this principle is absolutely necessary for obedience to the remaining commandments. The principle is respect for authority, and that's what the fifth commandment states, respect toward authority. And again, this is a link from the first four to the remaining. Honor thy father and thy mother. The word honor means to esteem them, to regard them as father and mother, to regard them as the position that God has given them. To honor is to show dignity. It is to, again, recognize one's position of authority, recognize that it is given by God, and because of that, we're to give deference to such. Man's first responsibility is to honor God. That's stated very clearly in the first four commandments. Man is to honor God. Honor and respect toward God's authority will result in honor and respect of the authority that God has ordained to man. God has all authority. No man, no organization has all authority. God has all authority. God, having all authority, has delegated some authority to man and to institutions. He is again given some authority, but it all begins with respect for God's authority. Once we respect God's authority, we respect the authority that God has given to man. So again, man's first responsibility is to honor the Lord. And we began last week looking at the establishment of God's ordained authority. We saw that there's political authority, governmental authority, and we are to respect governmental, political authority. The Bible teaches that we are to respect the aged. We left off with that last week. We are to show respect to our elders, whether it be by what we call them, whatever, we are to show respect to them. God has established spiritual authority in our lives. Notice in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, again, it's this principle of respect that is laid out here in this fifth commandment. And again, if children are not taught respect, it will more than likely come back in time to greatly affect mother and father, because they will not, you do not teach them to respect others, they will not respect you in time. Verse 12 and verse 13, and we beseech you, brethren, to know them which labor among you and are over you in the Lord, and admonish you, and to esteem them very highly in love for their work's sake, and be at peace among yourselves. A key phrase there is for their work's sake. Even if you don't like the individual, they're to be esteemed for the sake of the work. Again, this is talking about spiritual authorities. We see the same thing in Hebrews 13, verse 7 and verse 17. So we have governmental authorities that God has established. We have respect to the aged. There are spiritual authorities. God's placed all kinds of authorities over us. But again, it begins with respect and honor toward God. There is social authority. In Ephesians chapter 6, Ephesians chapter 6, verse 5 through verse 7, servants, be obedient to them that are your masters according to the flesh, those who are over us in the flesh. We're to do so with fear and trembling, in singleness of your heart, and we're to do it as unto Christ, because He is the one who has given this authority, and we are to do it as unto Christ, not with eye service as men pleasers, but as the servants of Christ, doing the will of God from the heart, with good will doing service as to the Lord and not to men. As to the Lord and not to men. If you have a boss that you do not particularly like, but it is the job that God has provided for you, that individual is over you by God's delegated authority. And if you do not like him, again, keep this in mind, as to the Lord and not to them. You're serving the Lord. Again, there's a respect for authority. People are to respect their employers, the bosses that are over them. In Colossians chapter 3, verses 22 through 24, we see once again the same thing. Servants, obey in all things your masters according to the flesh, not with eye service as men pleasers, but in singleness of heart, fearing God. And whatsoever you do, do it heartily as to the Lord. Here we see we're to do it heartily, with enthusiasm, with zeal. And the reason we can do this is because it is to the Lord and not unto men. Knowing that of the Lord ye shall receive the reward of the inheritance, for ye serve the Lord Christ. So there are spiritual authorities that are placed over us. There is social authority. God has established a domestic authority. Authority in the home. This, of course, today is completely ignored. And if you do not maintain the authority that God has established in the home, children are not going to be taught respect. And again, you can't do away with God's authority and prosper. It's not going to happen. In Ephesians chapter 5, again, very familiar verses. Ephesians chapter 5, verses 24 through verse 31. Therefore, as the church is subject unto Christ, so he's making a comparison between the church's subjection unto Christ, let the wives be to their own husbands in everything. Husbands, love your wives, even as Christ so loved the church and gave himself for it, that he might sanctify and cleanse it with the washing of water by the word, that he might present it to himself a glorious church, not having spot or wrinkle or any such thing, but that it should be holy and without blemish. So ought men to love their wives as their own bodies. He that loveth his wife loveth himself, for no man ever yet hated his own flesh, but nourisheth and cherisheth it, even as the Lord the church. For we are members of his body, of his flesh and of his bones. For this cause shall a man leave his father and mother, and shall be joined unto his wife, and they two, husband and wife, shall be one flesh. This is a great mystery, but I speak concerning Christ and the church. Nevertheless, let every one of you in particular so love his wife, even as himself, and the wife see that she reverence her husband. There's an order here, and we'll get to that a little later in the lesson, but there's an order of authority that is established in the home, and the order begins with God. There is Christ, there is the husband, there is the wife, there is the children. You do not reverse, you do not get that order of authority out of order. If you do, it's been destroyed, and disaster is going to follow. And so there is to, again, children, the principle of the fifth commandment is respect for authority. We see, of course, there is church authority. Matthew chapter 18, verses 15 through verse 18. These are all different types of authority that God has put in our lives. And the fifth commandment, we see this principle, respect authority. So God in his providence, God in his wise providence, has placed authorities over mankind. He has placed authorities in our lives. And it is our responsibility, it is our duty to submit to the authorities that God has placed in our lives. Again, you may not always like the particular authority that God has placed in your life, but there is to be a respect for the God-placed authorities in our lives, because whether we understand it or not, whether we believe it or not, they are for a purpose, and usually for our good. So we are to submit to authority. But again, it all begins with God. We are to submit to the God-delegated authorities as long as they are not in conflict with divine authority. Our first responsibility is to divine authority. Our first responsibility is to God authority. In other words, if a God-delegated authority tells you to do something contrary to God, your first responsibility is to God, not to that delegated authority. But even then, you are to do so in a respectful, God-honoring way. Because, again, they are an authority in our lives. So respect and honor of these God-delegated authorities comes from the realization that God has appointed these relations in our lives, and we are to be content. We are to be content with God's appointments. So when there is a lack of respect for God, there will be a breakdown of respect toward others. You look at the schools today, biggest problem in schools today, there is no respect, there is no authority. And where did that begin? It began at home. It began with parents not teaching their children, not enforcing this duty of respect for teachers, respect for authority. The reason property is damaged is a lack of respect. We could go on and on and on of all the examples of disrespect, but there it is everywhere today. There is blatant disrespect, and this, of course, you disrespect authorities, it just keeps going. It really doesn't stop. People don't respect their fellow man, and therefore you have all these relationship problems. But not only that, they don't even respect themselves. And this is why they sleep around and do this and do this and mark up their bodies. There's no respect for even their own selves. So this is a serious, serious problem. Lack of respect, and it's a very important principle that God establishes here in this fifth commandment. Now, the fifth commandment, honor thy father and thy mother. This commandment reveals the importance of learning the principle of respect, the principle of honor as a child. As a child. When do you teach someone respect and honor? You teach it from the moment they're born. They must learn, they must begin these lessons from a child. Honor thy father and thy mother. Hopefully, they are the first ones who began to teach you this principle of respect and honor. So those very words, honor thy father and thy mother, reveals from whom and how the fundamentals of respect and honor are most effectively learned. They are most effectively learned from father and mother. And it must be established in the dawn of life from a child. Again, You cannot, it's not going to work unless there is a direct intervention from God. It is not going to work to begin with a child when they're 15 or 16 years old. You've already lost them. You've already lost them. You're not going to teach them respect and honor at that time. Again, unless there's a direct intervention from God. Paul wrote in Ephesians 6, verse 1, children, obey your parents. Children. He's talking about children under the rule of the parents. Parents must enforce that obedience. Parents must lay out the expectations. Parents must, again, teach obedience. And again, a big part of that is respect. Respect. A child does not simply obey out of fear. That's not respect. They are to obey out of respect. So children, obey your parents again in the Lord. First God, then God's delegated authorities. For this is right. Colossians 3, verse 20. He wrote, children, obey your parents in all things, for this is well-pleasing unto the Lord. So learning to obey this commandment, the fifth commandment, helps children. And again, they learn to obey it from the dawn of life. It helps them establish a lifetime pattern of respecting proper rules. People today, perhaps more than any other time in history, certainly more than any other time in our lifetimes, have no respect for rules. None whatsoever. And again, it is children must learn to respect rules, traditions, principles, laws. They must learn to respect these things. They learn this from a child. Today, here's how it works. A teacher says, little Johnny did such and such today. Little Johnny says, no, I didn't. And the parent believes little Johnny, and the parent goes after the authority, teaching that child not to respect authority. Again, in our day, when an adult said you did it, you did it. It didn't matter what you said. It didn't matter. You didn't really have a say in it. If they said you did it, you did it. And if you were punished at school, you even were punished worse when you got home. And you learned that there was respect for authority. Showing respect to others should be a normal habit. It should be just a way of life to show respect toward others. And it should be a habit that we learn, that we have learned during childhood. The universal application, 1 Peter chapter 2, verses 17 and verse 18, says, honor all men. That is, we are to have a respect for life. We are to show a respect for life. Honor all men. Love the brotherhood. Fear God. Honor the king. Servants, be subject to your masters with all fear. Not only to the good, but also to the froward. So again, we see this principle that is established, and it's established all through the Word of God. Respect and honor. Again, it gets back to doing unto others as you would have them to do unto you. So God challenged Israel with this principle of respect in regards to himself. He said, a son honoreth his father. Now, that would not necessarily be true today, but it was true back then. A son honoreth his father, a servant his master. If I then be a father, where is my honor? It was natural for a son to honor his father. It was natural for a servant to honor his master. And the Lord used that principle to challenge them concerning their behavior toward him, toward God. So again, there's this basic principle of honor and respect carries through our entire life, every aspect of our life, and it even carries through to how we treat God, how we treat the things, the matters of God. I mean, today, and I'm not just talking about the lost, I'm talking about those who profess to be saved. There is a great disrespect for God, a great disrespect for the matters of God. So again, respect and honor. Respect and honor carries over into the way we dress. I mean, someone who parades around naked has no respect for themselves, and they show a lack of respect toward others as well. Again, it affects everything that we do. This is a very important principle. And again, it is to be learned as children. As children, we are to be taught respect. But nowadays, we have parents who have never been taught respect, who have no idea what respect and honor is, and they are raising children. And it's just going to get worse. Because now these children that have been raised, they're going to get old enough, they're going to have children, and it just there's no end to it. So again, when a child of God tries to do it right, it's going to be an uphill battle, but it will be a battle worth fighting. And it'll be a battle that will be a blessing. That is to teach our children respect. Teach them respect. Even if an adult is wrong, they are to show respect. There is to be respect. So this commandment teaches that parents are to instill in their children the principles of honor and respect. God gives children to dads and moms, and one of the reasons that God gives children to dads and moms, God doesn't give dads and moms children for somebody to change the channel on TV. That's not the purpose. God gives children to dads and moms for dads and moms to teach them children, to teach those children. And this is laid out very plainly in the Word of God. In Deuteronomy chapter 6, Deuteronomy chapter 6 and verse 7, "And thou shalt teach them diligently unto thy children, unto thy children, and shall talk of them," talking about the laws of God, "when thou sittest in thine house." Again, conversations in house have a lot to do with training. It's a huge part of teaching, what we talk about in the house. "And when thou walkest," by the way, that's our practice. We teach our children by our conversation. We teach our children by what we practice. "When thou liest down and when thou risest up," that is, every aspect of your life, you're not to lose sight of the fact that you are to teach. You are to teach your children. And it is the responsibility of dads and moms to teach their children. It is not the responsibility of the school. It's not the responsibility of the government. It is the responsibility of dads and moms to teach their children. And again, this is this whole principle of honor and respect, which comes back to honor thy father and thy mother. We are to train them. Notice, and we'll close, in Proverbs chapter 22, "Train up a child the way that he should go, and when he is old, he will not depart from it." We are to train. The very word "train" implies that if we do not train them, they will not do right. They need to be trained. And again, this is true with honor and respect. So again, all of this is leading up to the actual commandment, but there's a principle that's laid down here, and that is the principle of honor and respect. You and I today that have been taught from a young child to show respect. You look around the world today, and oh, how we ought to thank God that we had moms and dads that taught us to respect other people and to respect ourselves. Let's look to the Lord in a word of prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank you, Lord, for this day. We thank you, God, for, again, your laws and how they protect us and how they benefit our lives and make our lives better. And we thank you for that. We thank you, Lord, for this time that you've given us to come and to assemble together. And we pray that you'd help us today to honor you, Lord, to give you all the glory in everything that we say and everything that we do. We ask it in Jesus' name. Amen.